Chapter 13 Deadly Water. Do you know what is in the water that you drink? Do you really want to know? The comedian W.C. Fields once quipped that he never drank water because fish fornicate in it. But toxic water is no joke. According to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, nearly 2 billion people worldwide drink harmful, contaminated water. This water is polluted by fertilizers and pesticides from agricultural runoff, sewage and food processing waste, lead, mercury, and other heavy metals, chemical wastes from industrial discharges, and chemical contamination from hazardous waste sites. Most Americans take their water for granted, expecting government to ensure its purity and cleanliness. However, public water supplies may be behind many of the health problems facing the nation. Researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, have found that an astounding one-third of U.S. water systems contain traces of at least 18 unregulated and potentially hazardous contaminants, many of which have been shown to cause endocrine disruption and cancer. Is this the result of inattention on the part of water authorities, or could it be part of a plan to sicken and eliminate portions of the population? A wide range of disturbing materials have been found in American water. In a nationwide survey of 25 water utilities, scientists found traces of the herbicide metolachlor, a pesticide commonly applied to conventional corn, soy, cotton, safflower, potato, and other crops, as well as the heavy metal, strontium, which is linked to bone problems. Other chemicals identified include so-called perfluorinated compounds like perfluorooctanoic acid, PFOA, which numerous scientific studies have found can cause thyroid disease and various types of cancer. A further concern is chromium-6 contamination, which affects the water supply of up to 70 million people around the country. After investigating water pollution around Hinckley, California, NewsHour science correspondent Miles O'Brien stated, in the 1950s and 60s, Pacific Gas and Electric Company admits it dumped 26 tons of a coolant made of chromium-6 into unlined retaining ponds there. The poisoning of water in Hinckley was portrayed in the film Aaron Brockovich.